The Holy Spirit is our helper. The Holy Spirit is God's presence in the world today to us, doing for us, once again, what we cannot do for ourselves. This is the way in which Jesus continues his preaching, his ministry to the people. Through the action of the Holy Spirit, God is truly present to us, showing us who we are and who God would have us be. This happens in a whole variety of ways. Today I'm going to present just two of those ways. The first way in which the Spirit is present to us and helping us, continuing to teach us and to remind us, as we heard in the scripture, of everything that Jesus told us, is through the celebration of the liturgy. Now, this might sound like a kind of a sterile idea. Of course, we come to Mass. We recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. But maybe today we can take a moment to meditate on the deep truth of this, the way in which it really is the Spirit who is gathering us together today. Of course, we have to cooperate with the Spirit's invitation. We make a decision to set the alarm clock, to get up, to brew the coffee, to start the car, to drive here, get everybody ready. And yet at the same time, all of these actions are a response to the initiative of the Spirit. And then we come to the celebration. We find God present in one another, especially in the proclamation of the gospel. Day after day, week after week, year after year, when we gather together in the name of Jesus, we hear him teach us yet again in the power of the Spirit through the gospel message. You all who attend liturgy regularly here have the wonderful opportunity to experience the preaching of Father Warren and Father RJ. They break open the gospel for you all. This word that is ever ancient and ever new, showing its relevance to us today in our own lives. They are preaching to themselves, and in so doing, Christ yet again is present among us, showing us the path to the Father. We gather around the table. The table, as you know, represents both a sacrifice and a meal. It is a continuation of the teaching of Jesus. Jesus, who gave himself to the Father for our sakes, he was faithful to the end, and he suffered the consequences. We remember this, and in a special way, we are present to this mystery of the self-offering of Jesus when we break the bread and we pour out the wine. And this bread and wine becomes for us a meal. It sustains us. We care for ourselves through the gift of God, who has cared for us first, and in whose Spirit we can continue to work, to minister in the name of Jesus. And so we have the liturgy as the first and perhaps greatest way in which the Spirit continues to instruct us. We also have a whole variety of examples in our families and our friends, people who are trying to live faithful lives, and in so doing, represent to us the teaching of Jesus. They make it real in a way that we can relate to and can understand it. Of all the examples that come into my head, I'll share just one with you today. This comes from my time as a young, or let's say, younger priest, when I was living in California in the Bay Area and ministering in a parish located in the West Oakland Deanery. Economically poor parishes, largely Latino, and the people in my particular parish came, for the most part, from northern Mexico, some Salvadorans. But a part of the life of the parish involved fellowship together around food. We would have big parties, we would have celebrations, wonderful experiences of God's fellowship, God who calls us together to celebrate God's life among us. And for these celebrations, oftentimes we would use tortillas. You've seen tortillas before, made of corn. Delicious. Somebody has to make them. And so the community decided at one point that a couple of women in particular would organize a kind of business called a tortilleria, so like a bakery, only the only thing they made was tortillas. And so they constructed a kind of a business model, they got this together, and they began working out of a small building that they found near the parish. And things took off very quickly. People from the parish and from the surrounding area would come and they'd buy their tortillas, and they started to make a little bit of money too. It was really a beautiful experience to witness, to see these people motivated by care for one another and also needing to take care of themselves and their families, having a little bit of success. Well, not too long after it began, there was a falling out between these two women. Not clear exactly what happened. Probably there was a perceived slight, someone said something that offended the other person. In any case, at one point, finally, one of the two women said, "I'm leaving, I can't work with you anymore. I'm going to go and I'm going to start my own tortilleria and I'm going to do it right here in the city." Well, the first lady understandably was upset. She said, "Look, we only have enough business here for one of these operations. We can't handle another one. And besides, this isn't the way we should be behaving." And the second woman said, "That doesn't matter to me. I'm leaving now." And so she did, and she tried to start her own business, which didn't go very well. She didn't have a whole lot of business skill, and so she was kind of sputtering with this. So about maybe a week after the break, the first woman came to me and she said, "Father, I am so angry." And I said, "What are you angry about?" And she told me the story about their tortilleria. And I said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" And she said, "I'm out of ideas. Whenever I think of this lady, I get filled with anger. I want to kill her," she said. I said, "Well, don't do that." She said, "Well, then, Father, what should I do?" Well, I didn't have any ideas. I said, "Pray about it." I mean, that's what I try to do in situations like this, and ask Jesus to help you and to show you how best to proceed. So I didn't go back to the parish for a few weeks. We weren't the pastors there. In fact, the pastor, quite frankly, was a religious sister who was the administrator of the parish, and we priests would come in to provide sacramental ministry on the weekends. So finally, a few weeks later, I did come, and I was there, and during the course of before or after one of the masses, I saw this woman, and she had this big smile on her face. And I went up to her, and I greeted her, and I said, "Well, you look to be pretty happy." And she said, "Oh, yes, Father, I'm in great spirits right now." And I said, So how is your business going?" And she said, "Oh, Father, it's going great. We're making lots of tortillas and everybody's happy." And I said, "Oh, that's good to hear." I said, "Well, how about your friend, the one who had started the other business?" She said, "Oh, she's doing great too." And I said, "Really?" She said, "Oh, yes, Father." And I said, "Well, so you're not angry anymore?" She said, "Oh, no, Father, I'm not angry at all." And so I was a little confused about this, kind of complete change in her personality or her attitude toward this other woman. And so I said, "Well, what exactly happened? How come you're not angry at her anymore?" And she said, "Well, Father, I did what you told me to do. I prayed to Jesus and I asked him how I should proceed." I said, "Yes, and so what did Jesus tell you?" And she said, "Well, he told me that I had to go and help her start her business." So I said, "Well, that's good." "And so you're not angry?" And she said, "Oh, no. There's enough business for both of us. There's enough for both of us. And for our families, too." As we continue with our service today, we look ahead a little bit to next week when we'll celebrate the Ascension of the Lord on Sunday. The Lord who promises to be with us until the end of time, who will not leave us orphan, who will send or have the Father send in his name another helper apart from Jesus. And this is the Advocate, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who teaches us through one another how we are to treat each other, how best to be of service to God and to God's people. Brothers and sisters, as we continue our celebration today, I would invite you to ask the Spirit to help you to see where you may need to attend to a relationship, perhaps in your family or at your place of work or in your religious community, where God is asking you to reach out to a person, perhaps even someone whom you find difficult or whom you may suspect is subverting your plans. This is the example of Jesus, to love others as he has loved us, that we may have joy and that our joy as a Christian community may be complete.